Hey guys, welcome back to the Friendly Sisterly Advice Podcast. Hope you guys are having an amazing day, week, month, even year. Thank you for coming back. If you listened to the first episode, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Yvonne and I am your host. And I have no business whatsoever giving you advice, but I am going to. So let's get into it. So this episode, I want to talk about getting to know yourself and finding your tribe. Because the older we get and the more we grow up and have new experiences in life, you know, we really get to experience ourselves in different situations. And sometimes, you know, you don't know how you're going to react or how you're going to feel about certain things until you're like dead in the middle of it, right? Did any of you ever have this like fantasy when you were growing up, whether in high school or in college, wherever, where like you would just like imagine there was some kind of tragedy, like maybe like a shooting or like a natural disaster in your school? And like you would just imagine how you saved everyone and you were the hero. Is that just me? Like I had this like whole scenario in my head of how like I would be the hero and I would be the one to like jump in or jump in front of a bullet or, you know, save someone or whatever. I don't know if that's just me, but I think that we always think we know how certain situations will affect us and how we would handle, you know, a particular thing. And then, you know, whether you're either lucky or unlucky enough to actually be in that situation, and you know, you kind of see how you do react and you're like, oh, this is not how I thought I would handle this, or this is not how I thought this would play out, things like that. But I think that it's really important to get to know yourself. I think that it's really important to take the time to really figure out who you are and what kind of person you are and what kind of person you want to be, right? Because if you are in a situation and you're looking back at it and you're like, oh, I don't like how I handled that, or I wish I would have handled this better, that's you gaining knowledge. So don't take that as a bad thing. Take that as a lesson that you've learned about yourself. So next time, you know, when you're in that situation or in a similar situation to that, you can think back to the time that happened and you can be like, well, I did this and, you know, it didn't work, or I didn't like the way it turned out. So maybe, you know, maybe I should try it this way this time, or maybe I shouldn't, you know, just little things like that. I think that getting to know yourself really affects your peace of mind. Because, and I'm gonna get personal here, lately, or for the past, let's just say the past year, I've been getting in situations where, you know, it had me questioning myself. And it's like, you know, it's like everything you thought you knew about yourself and who you thought you were, you're like, am I a good person or not? You know, am I kind or not? Because I thought I was, but maybe not. You know, just things like that. And I think that the more you get to know yourself, right, the more data you've collected over the years and the more time you've spent trying to figure out the kind of person you are, the less people are able to manipulate you and the less people are able to kind of change your worldview or make you feel differently about yourself, right? Because manipulation is a very powerful thing, but it won't work if you don't, like, it won't work if you don't let it, right? If you're able to see it and just be like, no, I don't accept this. And it's very hard. I think it's very, very hard, because it's like gaslighting, right? It's like, and if you don't know what gaslighting is, it's basically like people trying to make you feel crazy, right? People trying to make you feel crazy or like doubt yourself about things that are true. So like I'll give you an example. So like you're suspicious of something or of a person, and you're right. You know, your instinct is telling you something, or maybe you have proof, or maybe you don't. But this person is just like, you know, you're crazy. Like, they're trying to make you feel like you don't have a grasp on reality, and you're like, you know, just trying to put false realities in your head and convince you that that's what it is. And this reality that you do know exists, like, you're wrong. You know, you're not seeing it right. You're crazy. And, you know, I think that that's a really powerful word, calling someone crazy, because it's very manipulating. And trust me, there's crazy people out there, like, I'm sure. But I would like to think that most of us aren't, you know. And I've been on like dates with guys where they're like, oh, like, I hope you're not crazy, you know. If a guy tells you that, like, says, I hope you're not crazy, or like, are you one of those crazy girls, girl, you need to run. Because here's the thing, most times when, like, there's like, in a type of relationship situation, like a romantic situation or a friendship situation, where it appears like the girl, or sometimes the guy, is crazy, someone, the partner, the guy, usually drove her to that extent, right? Because, like, she just didn't wake up one day and was crazy. So if a guy is asking you, like, on the first few dates, like, I hope you're not crazy, that should tell you that maybe in his last relationship, he's deemed that girl is crazy. And trust me, you're not, like, I've learned the lesson that I'm not that special. Like, if a guy is trying to be like, oh, like, you're different, you're not, okay? He's just, so if a guy asks me that, I'm taking that. So he thinks his ex was crazy? Now, what did you do that drove her to that length? And what is crazy? Like, what are you saying? Like, what does that mean, crazy? Are you, like, did she kill your cat? Or did she burn your clothes? Because those are two different things. Like, I can see burning someone's clothes if I catch them in bed with my best friend, right? But I wouldn't kill their cat, you know? So, like, there's different kinds of crazy, you know? And there's, like, there's just, manipulation is so powerful, and I just really want you guys to be aware of it so you don't let yourself get manipulated. And how can you be aware of it and call it out? This happens when you know yourself. When you know yourself, it's harder for people to manipulate you, because you know what you know. Like, the sky is blue, bitch. Like, the sky is blue. Like, I know this. You know this. So if someone, even if it's someone that you trust or someone you thought you could trust, if they're telling you, no, today the sky is blood red. It's just bright, bright, bloody red, right? And they're, like, giving you reasons, and they're trying to give you proof, and you're like, I know the sky is blue, okay? Like, I know that. Like, you need to stop painting this picture, because I know. That's the kind of power you can get from knowing yourself. It's like you're like a whole person within yourself, without the help of anyone else, without validation from anyone else. So anyone trying to manipulate you, their efforts are useless, because you're like, I know what I know, you know? You can't tell me I'm a bad person. I know that I am not. You can't tell me that I'm stupid. I know that I am not. You cannot tell me that I'm crazy. I know that I'm not. Because the world has a way of putting women down. And this is a story that's as old as time. It's like, you know, just like, it's just what it is. And I think that, you know, it's time to change that story, don't you? I think that, like, my crazy ex-girlfriend, no one ever says my crazy ex-boyfriend. I don't think, like, women are any more crazy, for lack of a better term, than men when it comes to romantic relationships. I think romance and, you know, heartbreak really messes with your head, whether you're a guy or a girl. So why do girls get painted as this, like, unstable, unable to control themselves type of person. You know, it's manipulation. But if you know yourself, that makes it less likely to happen. And have you ever been in situations where like someone called you like a name, crazy, stupid, you know, whatever, slut, and you just find yourself acting that way, like acting like in the way of the name they called you, like someone called you crazy, so now you're acting crazy, right? Does that ever happen? I feel like that happens sometimes. And like, I don't know, when someone's called me a name and all of a sudden I'm like my subconscious just starts doing things that matches with the name that they called me when I would have never done those things. And I'm like, Yvonne, stop. Don't let this person get in your head. Don't let this person control, like, don't give them that power over you, you know? So I've been working on getting to know myself. I've been working on figuring out who I am and really understanding that I am enough. I am good enough. So like, if someone else is telling me that I'm not, if someone else is telling me that I don't have certain qualities that they're looking for, you know, but not telling me what qualities those are, I am working on knowing that that's not true. I mean, I don't know what qualities you're looking for, but I am good enough and I am enough. I am enough for myself. I am enough for my job. I am enough for the right person. And you should do that too. You should. And if you feel like you aren't enough, you know, you need to ask yourself, why do I feel that way? Because maybe that's something you can work on. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, you're perfect the way you are. You know, you probably are. But if there are things that you feel like you could work on, don't stop yourself from working on them. But you are enough just the way you are. You are. And I'm sure you have people in your life who feel that way. Even though you think that you don't, you know, you really need to take a step back and really take stock of the people that are there in your life, because you are loved and you have love, okay? And I think that once you get to know yourself, once you're in the process of really figuring out who you are and becoming confident in who you are, that leads to my second point, finding your tribe. Because let me tell you something, okay? I like to think of myself as exquisite caviar. Like, I've never had caviar. I'm not that rich, okay? I don't even know what it tastes like. Do I even know what it looks like? Maybe I should Google it. I don't know. I've never had caviar. I've never seen caviar. But I think it's expensive and it's like rich people food. But what I do know about caviar is that the people, I think it's like fish eggs. I might be wrong, but I think that's what caviar is. But the people that love caviar, they love it. They get it. They love caviar. Like, they fuck with it. Like, caviar is, you know, it's a delicacy and they just enjoy it. And the people that don't, just don't, you know? They just don't like it. They don't get it. They taste, maybe they tried it. Maybe they never even tried it. They just assumed it was gross. Or maybe they did try it once and they just don't understand it. And that's okay. Not everyone is going to get you. Okay? Not everyone is going to understand who you are. Not everyone is going to see what you bring to the table. And this is important. It is not your job to convince them. It isn't. It just isn't. Because what if they never get on the same page? What if they don't understand? It is not your job to convince people that you are worth it, okay? It is not your job to convince people that you're a good person, that you are enough. That's why you have to know. You have to do the work on yourself, by yourself. Get professional help if you need it. Go to therapy, you know? Therapy is really important and it's really good for your peace of mind or your mental health. Get whatever help you need. But once you know yourself, you know that it is not your job to convince people to change their minds about you. Okay, and I'm not saying that, you know, everyone is flawed. Don't get me wrong. But if you're self-aware and if you know who you are, other people's opinions wouldn't affect you as much. Okay, so find your tribe. Find a group of people that just get you. And you know, this is just human nature, because human beings are pack animals. We are, no man is an island. We were made to belong to a group. It's just evolution, it's just biology, okay? Like during the caveman days or whatever, those people that were left out, those people that kind of diverted from the tribe, they didn't survive natural selection. So it's natural to want to belong. Don't let anybody make you feel bad for wanting to belong, for wanting to fit in, for wanting to belong. But, you know, you can do that, but you have to find your tribe. I remember watching like all these movies, like high school movies, maybe like Mean Girls, or, you know, just like high school movies where like this girl is really desperate to fit in and she's friends with like the popular kids, but like they all just hate her and put her down all day, but like she's just happy to be there because she's happy to belong. You don't have to do that. Go be friends with the weirdos who get you, right? Go be friends with like those who hang out in the basement and, you know, listen to metal. I mean, if that's your thing, you know, if that's what you like, don't force that either. But go be friends with the kids that are unpopular, you know. Go be friends with your tribe. Go and find your tribe. Listen, if you've met someone that's a part of your tribe, you know, right? Because the kind of person I am a down bitch. Like when I'm friends with someone, when I care about someone, like I go hard for my friends, right? Because I consider them my tribe. I go hard for my family because I consider them my tribe, because those people get me. Well, I mean, my family, they get me to a point, but like they just kind of have to deal with me. They don't really have a choice. I love them. They love me. But your friends, you get to choose that. You know, you get to pick. You can have a perfectly crafted, hand-selected group of, you know, 2 to 5 people, maybe 10, depending on how social you are and how big your social circle needs to be. That's up to you. You can have that of people who get you. And it gets harder to make friends and find your tribe the older you get, because when you're younger, you're in school, right? And by default, you meet people every day who are going through the same life experiences as you are at that moment. Like they're all in school. Everyone's on a unique journey, but you're all in school, so it's easier. I think it gets harder the older you get, and when you're no longer in school, when you're working in the real world, sometimes you get lucky and your job might be filled with people that, you know, you click with, and sometimes it's not, you know, and you have to be deliberate and put yourself in situations where, you know, you're able to meet people as an adult. You have to go out, you have to have a social life, you have to go out and socialize. But when you're in school, you just have to go to class and strike up a conversation and meet people and go to, you know, social events, go to parties, whatever. So you have to make the effort. And if like you're friends with someone or you're getting to know someone and you feel like they don't get you, you don't have to force it. You don't have to like manage it. You know, I'm not saying cut them off, but you just have to acknowledge that, okay, you know, I don't think we get each other, and that's okay. You know, because once you find where you like your tribe and people who get you, people that will go as hard for you as you will go for them, people that you're not scared to talk about stuff with, you know. And it's easy for people to pretend, and that's what hurts so much, because sometimes you meet a person and you think you can tell them anything, and you do. And then somewhere down the line, they go and use that against you, or they use it in some weird, like manipulative way. And you're like, huh, you know, they turn that discussion, that, you know, conversation you had into some kind of weapon. That's when you know that this person is not a part of my tribe. This person is not supportive of me. They're not supportive of me as I am of them. This person doesn't get me. the way I thought they did, and that's okay. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. I mean, maybe it does, I don't know. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. It doesn't mean you're definitely not a bad person. If you listen to the Friendly Sisterly Advice podcast, I think you're very smart, and I think that you're very self-aware, and thank you for being here. It doesn't mean that they're a bad person. It might, but not necessarily. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It just means that, you know, they're not a part of your tribe. You have to find people that will go as hard for you as you're willing to go for them. Okay? And this takes time and this takes practice and errors. But I think that if you really take the time to get to know yourself and figure out who the kind of person you are, it's easier for you to spot bullshit. It's easier for you to spot a manipulator. It's easier for you to find your tribe and just find people that get you, people that love you, people that appreciate you, because you deserve it. Don't let anyone try to make you believe that you don't deserve it. And don't let anyone manipulating you into questioning yourself. Because I've been through a lot recently. And, you know, it's hard. It really is. And I'm beginning to think of this podcast as my therapy, because I can just come on here and blab. But I think that it's hard. But if there's one thing I've learned in the year 2019, going into 2020, is that this too shall pass. Like, I've been through so much this year with, like, hurting and losing friends, losing relationships, just losing things. But I've gained so much. I've gained friends and I've gained relationships as well. And it never hurts forever, right? Nothing hurts forever. I mean, I'm not saying that, I mean, I'm sure there's things that hurt forever. But, like, when it comes to matters of the heart and heartbreak, at least in my experience, I haven't been hurt so much that I couldn't move on. I've always found a way to move forward. Some things that happened to me like 6 months ago where I was crying, at this point, I don't give a shit about anymore. You just gotta keep your head up and move forward. I will say this though. Every time I've had to get over something, every time I've been hurt in my life or, you know, been heartbroken, and every time I've gotten over it, it wasn't by, you know, so if like a guy hurt me or I got, you know, cheated on or lied to by a friend or whatever, and I've gotten past it, I didn't get past it by getting revenge. I didn't get past it by, like, you know, hooking up with some rando at a bar. I didn't get past it by doing any of those things. I got past it by achieving my goals. Isn't that crazy? Like, you think that, oh, like, okay, so this guy I was dating cheated on me, and now I gotta go screw the whole town. No, girl, no, you don't. I mean, if you really, really want to, do your thing, like, whatever, no judgment, like, you know, I can't judge, that I know. But, you know, when I felt myself really start to heal from any type of hurt, manipulation, heartbreak, was when I was chasing my goals. Case in point, this podcast has been one of my goals for a while now. I have been working on it. And here I am doing it. And I'm not thinking about that stupid boy or that, you know, person that stabbed me in the back. I'm thinking of how to grow this platform and how to bring better content to you, my amazing and beautiful listeners. I'm thinking about how I can take this a step further, how I can produce quality content, quality podcasts, and just bring, you know, good stuff and put it out there. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about what else I can achieve. So if you really take the time to work on yourself, get to know yourself, you know, build a group of people around you who will go hard for you, you'll be okay. You know, you will. It may take a little bit of time. It may take a little bit of effort, you know, trial and error and consistency, but you will get there. I haven't gotten there yet, but I feel like I'm on my way, and so are you. So, friendly sisterly advice, get to know yourself and find your tribe. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. This is episode 2 and we got through it. Yes. I appreciate you for taking the time to listen to this. I hope that this has helped you in some way. You know, have a blessed day. Be kind to yourself and be kind to the people around you. Be kind to strangers. Just be kind, okay? Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Friendly Sisterly Advice. I also started a Twitter, which is also Friendly Sisterly Advice. And, you know, subscribe to my podcast on Apple Podcasts, stream on Spotify, Google Podcasts, basically everywhere you can find a podcast. I'm on there. Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate your time. You're a real one. Have a wonderful week. Bye. Thank you.